Steiner doing the serving.
Tonight, it's a Ford Kearney Conference Triangler from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Loomis Wolves and SEM Mustangs. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
This time, Burke takes it across and passed right back over by the Mustangs. Get a good rally going here as Elm Creek just dumps it over, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Mustangs.
All three teams are approaching the middle portion of their schedule, with Elm Creek sporting the highest winning percentage. The Buffaloes hope to improve that number on their home court tonight. It's the Elm Creek Triangler coming up next, but first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Elm Creek High School with Sports Director Doug Duda, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Elm Creek. It is time for high school volleyball on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, ready to bring you this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. We're up first. The hometown Elm Creek Buffaloes will take on the SEM Mustangs. Loomis is the third of this three-team triangular, and they will play next against SEM and then play Elm Creek in the final match tonight. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Five Points Bank brings you the starting lineup. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For SEM, their service rotation looks like this. Number 9, senior Rachel Ibaugh. Number 7, sophomore Alicia Pierce. Number 2, junior Brianna James. Number 8, junior Sydney Clatter. Number 12, senior Shaylee Burr. And number 11, senior Miranda Pierce. The head coach in his first year at SEM is Adam Kuntz, assisted by Sharice O'Neill. SEM is 5-7 on the season. Their most recent wins coming against Eustace Farnham and South Loop, with losses to state-rated Brady and also to Amherst here in the last week. For Elm Creek, number 2 is junior Shelby Ferguson. Number 8, sophomore Hannah Robbins. Number 1, senior Tori Miner. Number 12, freshman Mackenzie Deo. Number 4, senior Casey Sutherland. And number 11, senior Shelby Brown. Neither team using a libero in this match. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian. Elm Creek is 8-5 on the season. They've won their last three matches against Wilcox Hildreth, Amherst, and Anselmo Myrna. That's a look at the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we'll get her underway right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally, so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home, with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
There is plenty of volleyball action around the area tonight. Another triangular just down the road here, 6 miles at Overton, where Amherst and Elwood are playing in an FKC triangular tonight. Other triangulars, if you're looking for some early volleyball tonight, Axtell, Blue Hill, Sandy Creek hosting duels tonight. Our area teams are on the road, Kearney at Fremont, Grand Island at Lincoln North Star, but Adams Central is at home tonight as they're taking on Holdridge. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Elm Creek at 8-5. Their losses to Axtell, Ansley, Litchfield, Southern Valley, Southwest, and Overton. 5-7 for SEM. They've been defeated by Overton, Axtell, Wilcox, Hildreth, Eustis Farnham, Bertrand, Amherst, and Brady. Their wins have been against Elwood, Wilcox, Hildreth, Elwood again, Eustis Farnham, and South Loop. So they've seen a couple of teams multiple times and split with them already this year. For Elm Creek, they've beaten the likes of Eustis Farnham, Franklin, Southern Valley, Pleasanton, Maxwell, and as we told you, Wilcox, Hildreth, Amherst, and Anselmo Morna in their last three. We're ready to get things underway. Elm Creek will serve it away, and the service across to SEM will be able to return it on the outside. Alicia Pierce, middle attack on the return for Elm Creek from Tori Miner. SEM plays it middle. They'll tap it over the double block, and the first point of the match belongs to Brianna James with the tip kill, and SEM is up by a score of 1-0, and you could just tell, this is my first chance to see Coach Kuntz in the SEM squad. You could tell he knows a little bit about volleyball and is trying to get this SEM crew ready to roll. And the serve is across here by Rachel Ivaugh, quickly returned by Elm Creek, and going to be jammed into the block for an SEM kill by Alicia Pierce. And SEM with a quick 2-0 lead off the serve of Ivaugh. SEM rotates in a variety of players. The first point of the match on serve belongs to the Mustangs. Serve across again, set to the outside. Elm Creek's going to go to the freshman, Mackenzie Deo, and Deo is going to attack deep and out of bounds. But we have a tip called in the back row. A tip called here in the back row by our lines person. And so give Elm Creek the volleyball. She was trying to get the attention of the up official to let her know that she had saw the tip. And Elm Creek to serve it away. And back there to fire it is Hannah Robbins, a unique pre-serve ritual. She kind of stands off to the side, dribbles it real fast, and then really explodes into the serve. But here, she'll drop it into the net, and the service error will make it 3-1 SEM. Best of three, play it to 25, and we've got an out-of-rotation called here on Elm Creek, so a free point for the Mustangs on the serve of Alicia Pierce. More volleyball coming your way Tuesday. Another top five matchup, Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic, and now the serve is going to go deep and out of bounds. So we saw a ton of serving problems Tuesday night in the Northwest Aurora matchup, and we're hoping that that will not carry on in what we're seeing here tonight as the serve is across by Tori Miner. From the right side, it's going to be attacked into the net by the Bronc or by the Mustangs, and it's going to roll along the tape and not get over. So a point for Elm Creek, 4-3. Miner on the serve. Tori, strong down the middle, picked up there by Miranda Pierce, set to the outside. The attack over the double block is a nice dig out of the back row by Robbins and passed across by Elm Creek. SEM free ball goes quick middle. It's going to be off the block. Elm Creek saying they didn't block it, but the play continues to the outside for the Buffaloes. The attack is going to be stuffed by SEM. Casey Sutherland went for it, and it's going to be stuffed up front by Shaylee Burr, 5-3 SEM. Back to serve it away will be Brianna James. James right in the middle of that service area will cock that arm and fire it deep. Second service error here early on for the Mustangs, knowing that they need to serve strong. Coach Kuntz, I'm sure, preaching that to this young team. JV action going on in the other gym, so there's not a ton of folks that are suited up here for SEM. Only a couple of girls on the bench. As the serve is across for Elm Creek, and SEM waste no time. They go to the near corner. It's going to be deep off the swing of Pierce, and Elm Creek has tied it at 5-5. Both teams with a few errors here early on, trying to shake that off. The freshman, Mackenzie Deo, Serves it across again, looking for two in a row on an Elm Creek lead. SEM will go to the outside. It bangs off the tape, spins across. Elm Creek has to scrap to get it back, and they do with Ferguson, the center. Short set middle, SEM on the quick. It's driven across by Pierce, and Elm Creek is in to pick it up and return it. Dig made by Ibaugh in the middle again. The set's a little off, but a nice save, and then overpassed by Elm Creek. SEM with a free ball, but they're out of system, and so all they can do is slap it back over. Here is a chance for Ferguson to dump it across, but it floats on her, and SEM's there. To the outside, there's a nice swing across by Shaylee Burr, picked up in the back row, and it stays there for Elm Creek. Once again, they'll have to pass it across. Free ball, SEM. They go with a quick little set along that net, driven across it. Another good dig by Robbins. Long rally going here. Back on the Mustang side, set too close to the net. Great save that time by Burr. Now a free shot for Sutherland, and she'll roll it over and get the kill. Long, long run, rally, and Casey Sutherland finally ends it with an Elm Creek point, and Elm Creek takes the lead for the first time at 6-5. Deo still back there at the service line, and McKenzie knuckles it right down the middle to Pierce. Set wide again and again, having to adjust to Shaylee Burr. They've put her into the net a couple of times. Done a great job to stay out. Attacked by Sutherland. Is blocked. Ace blocked by Miranda Pierce. Miranda Pierce for the purple and gold of SEM. 6-6 and in to serve it away, Sydney Glatter. Opening game here of the best of three. Most tries start at 5. Here they're going at 5:30, so no delay, just that was the normal start time. Middle attack here by Elm Creek is going to be taken wide and out of bounds by Shelby Brown. And a point here for SEM. So a seesaw affair here early on. Couple of points here, couple of points back. 7-6 Mustangs, and Sydney Glatter to serve it away again. Just two kills for each team out of our first 13 points. Serve is cross court, picked up the back row. Ace! Not a good pass out of the back row. And it'll be 8-6. Glatter will go for three in a row here and try and get that lead up to three for SEM. Glatter slaps this down the left side to Robbins. Here is the set by Ferguson. Right side attack Sutherland. Didn't get a lot on it. SEM able to dig easily. Get it to the outside for Burr. She'll drive it back row. Dug out there by Miner. Middle attack for the Buffaloes is going to be wide. They tried to block it, but didn't get there in time, and it sailed wide off Brown, and it's 9-6 SEM. Glatter keeping that ball in play from the service line, moving it around nicely to Miner, overpass, joust at the net, it's blocked down by the Mustangs, and Miranda Pierce is there again, and we've got a timeout on the floor by Elm Creek. So a nice little 5-0 run by the Mustangs. It's SEM 10, Elm Creek 6, opening set here on Classic Hits.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Welcome back to high school volleyball out of the Elm Creek timeout. SEM is going to get another ace block. Sutherland attacked from the right side. And again, she's blocked by Miranda Pierce. That's three of them here in the early going of game one. And that's six in a row by the Mustangs, 11-6. On the serve of Sydney Glatter. We're back to action. Brown drops it across for the Buffaloes. Good one arm up in the middle there by Ibaugh. That was Pierce, excuse me. Then set back across by Ferguson. Elm Creek has not been able to get into an offensive rhythm here early on, and the attack is just off the back line and out of bounds just by a couple of inches. That one's right in front of us where we're up here in the wrestling area at Elm Creek. We can see right on that line and look like the right call just deep. 11-7, Elm Creek finally gets the ball back. SEM with the attack by Pierce. Dug out, and Robbins will bring it from the left side, rolls it off the block, and gets the kill. Hannah with her first kill. And the serve continues for Casey Sutherland here for Elm Creek. 11-2-8 for this 8-5 team against 5-7. But SEM trying to get it going here. As we said, we're already about the middle portion of the season for these teams as the attack is down and good by Shaylee Burr, her first kill. And a side out here for SEM. Mustangs aren't doing anything too spectacular, but they are passing the ball fairly well and getting some good swings. And here's a mini jump serve from Burr. Elm Creek goes to the outside. Robbins blocked, and it's out. So Robbins will get the kill. But, wow, that block is up there for SEM, and that is why they are in the lead right now. They are getting singles and doubles up there with Pearson Burr, and they're doing an outstanding job. And now Shelby Brown will go back to serve it away. 12-9, Mustangs. Brown serves here for the Buffalo. Sends it right down the middle to Gladder. Set to the outside, and dropping it straight down is Pierce, the sophomore with her second kill. And SEM not allowing Elm Creek to go on any kind of a run now that they've got that lead between 4 and 3 points. And to serve it away is Miranda Pierce. Drops it right into the middle. Picked up there by Sutherland to the outside. Miner cuts it around the double block, and Tori will get the kill. Might want Tori getting a few more swings. She was stuck in the back row there during SEM's long run. Miner second on the team in kills behind Brown. Neither one has got off to a quick start here, though, and it'll be Elm Creek to serve, and there's an ace. Shelby Ferguson with the first ace serve of the evening for Elm Creek. 13-11 SEM. And Ferguson with the serve. Floats it right down the middle, dug out there, passed to the outside, tapped into the double block of Elm Creek. SEM has to dig it out of their own net. James does so, passed across. Here is the set middle, and the attack by Miner is going to be good enough for the kill. Nice set assist by Shelby Ferguson, and Miner will get her second kill. And now that's 3 in a row for Elm Creek to cut the lead to 1 at 13-12. Chance to tie now for Ferguson and Shelby. Floats that one easily down the middle. Overpass, though, has to be knocked across. That Elm Creek is in the net. Rachel Ibaugh, the setter, had to punch it across and got the in-the-net call on Elm Creek, and I don't think it would have mattered. I think that ball was hitting the floor anyway, the way it worked out. And now Ibaugh goes back to serve it away. Rachel fires it right down the middle. Handled by Brown, set to the outside. Dale around the double block for the kill. Number 2 for the freshman. And Elm Creek is starting to find a little bit more of a rhythm right now. SEM has played fairly consistent here in the first half of the first set. Hannah Robbins to go after that jump serve. Swings it all the way to the right wing. Picked up in the back corner by Burns. Set across there by SEM. Then rolled across, and the Mustangs will set to the outside. Picking it up and throwing it across is Alicia Pierce. Middle attack for Elm Creek, and Miner will terminate. Tori Miner with her third kill, and we are tied at 14 the first time. It was 6-6. So Elm Creek has fairly quickly wiped out that five-point deficit. And Robbins to serve. Floats that for an ace. That just got across the net. That's as good as you're going to do right there. And that'll be the second ace serve for Elm Creek, and they have recaptured the lead at 15-14. A 9-3 run here for Elm Creek. They're looking for more, and miscommunication results in another ace. The front opened up late. The back picked it up and passed it right off the head of the front row player. And it's 16-14. Coach Kuntz has not used a timeout, though. Robbins floats this one, and it's put in play. Burr passes to the middle. Here's the attack from the middle. James dug out and dumped across there by Ferguson. SEM sets outside, and it's into the net. Attack error. Point for Elm Creek, and SEM will now have to use the timeout. So Elm Creek now 4 in a row on the serve of Hannah Robbins has taken the lead back. It's Elm Creek 17 and SEM 14 here on Classic Hits.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes.
Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Today's farm tractor is the workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That's why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starter, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Out of the timeout, Elm Creek serves it across. Quick pass, SEM, and there's another kill. Shaylee Burr gets the kill for SEM, so it's 17-15 Elm Creek. And the serve across, Elm Creek will tip it in the middle, and the freshman Dale is going to be blocked up there by Brianna James. Five ace blocks unofficially here for SEM. And it's 17-16. The serve across, it hit the net, just barely fell over. Nice pass, and it's slammed down for the kill by Brianna James. Just about a miraculous dig there for Elm Creek, but they had to struggle to get the serve, and we're out of position, and we are tied at 17 apiece as Pierce now goes for the lead for SEM here in game one. Back and forth we go in the early portions of this match. Casey Dittmer in that front row for SEM, by the way. Back set to Miner off the back foot, and that usually means it's going to sail. It does, just long. 18-17 SEM. Each team with one timeout remaining. So four right back here for the Mustangs. Pierce continues to get the serve in. Takes it at Sutherland. Set it back to Casey from off the net. That time dropped it off the single block for her second kill. SEM finding some balance here. They do have nine kills in this opening set as Tori Miner is ready to serve it away for the second time of the match. Here's Ibob, back set right side. Off the block, Elm Creek's able to dig. Brown returns after she made the block. SEM gets it to the outside. Burr, right side kill. Third kill for Shaylee Burr. She leads the team, who currently has a total of eight kills. 19-18 SEM. And serving it away will be Brianna James. And James just got that one over. Beautiful serve. Picked up Sutherland. They set Brown on the left wing. Drives it into the back row. The dig by Pierce. Set outside and a good swing by Burr. They'll call it in. That was very close as well. Earlier, Burr had one that was just called out. That time it's just called in. And a timeout called by Elm Creek. Their final timeout. Opening set, SEM 20 and Elm Creek 18. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Doug, to do with you here from Elm Creek. Thanks to Athletic Director Rick Bauer and the crew for their hospitality. Opening set, first match of the night, and SEM is up 20-18, but out of the timeout, the serve is deep here for the Mustangs, and Elm Creek will get the ball back. So the Buffaloes have used their timeouts. They're going to go to the bench here, and it looks like Delaney Zastro is going to come in and serve it away. Elm Creek needing some points here if they want to capture set number one, down 20-19. And Zastro confidently strides and fires right down the middle to Pierce, set to the middle, rolled off the net, joust at the net, and it's going to be won by SEM. Not much that Elm Creek could do there with the setter, Shelby Ferguson. She punched it into her own net there a couple of times at a point for the SEM Mustangs. And again, Shaylee Burr is right there to provide the offense. Serving it away will be Sydney Glatter. She's the one that had the nice run the first time back there with five in a row. Right side attack, Sutherland. There'll be none in a row this time. Casey terminates her third. 21-20. 1 point lead right now for the SEM Mustangs with Elm Creek on the serve. Ibaugh sets outside, punched across there by Pierce. Elm Creek goes middle. Brown dumps it into the net. Attack error. Seems we saw Elm Creek over at Wilcox Hildreth last week playing the Falcons in Overton in a triangular. seem to not have quite the bounce here in this first set. Not quite getting as high up. Shadley Burr serves, dumped across by the center, Ferguson, and that'll work. Shelby saw the double block. Nobody was there to back it up, and she'll get her first kill from the center position. 22-21 SEM. Brown to serve for the Buffaloes. Across it comes to Burr, set on the wide side and rolled on the back line and in for Alicia Pierce. Elm Creek was yelling out. It was well in, and it's 23-21. Mustangs get the side out. And back to serve, Miranda Pierce, 2 points away from an opening set victory, trying to hold off Elm Creek here on the road in their gym. And the serve floats right side to Brown. Pass back to the left side. Miner has to set it across. And it'll be set on the slide here for a big swing. Mustangs down and good. Brianna James. SEM taking advantage of the timid play there by Elm Creek. Deo rotates back in for Zastro here. And it is game point for SEM. SEM has played 12 matches this year, and only one of them has went more than the minimum sets. If it's a try, it's went two. If it's a duel, it's went 3-0. Doesn't matter if they're winning or losing. Serve is across here on game point for SEM. To the outside, Miner rolls it off the block. Dig is made. Here's a set by Ibach, close to the net. Tap back over to Elm Creek. They'll be able to make the play in the middle to Miner. She'll drop it down to keep the game alive. Fourth kill for Tori Miner. Still two more game points here for the Mustangs. And back to serve it away. Looks like the setter, Shelby Ferguson, trying to keep Elm Creek alive here in game one. Ferguson down the middle to Burr. Here's the slide again. Right side, Pierce finishes it. Brianna James got the kill off the set that time from Rachel Ibaugh. And SEM takes it 25-22 here in the opening game of the Elm Creek Triangular. We'll come back, give you the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air. Scott takes great pride in his community and in all the athletes in and out of the game. From the smallest job to the biggest, Slyker does it personally so you know you can trust that it's done right. Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and surrounding area.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here at Elm Creek. Game one is in the books of our opening match. Let's take a look at the unofficial stats. First off, for Elm Creek, I had Tori Miner with one service point, four kills. Shelby Ferguson had two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Casey Sutherland, one service point, three kills. Hannah Robbins, four service points. Two of them were aces, two kills. And Mackenzie Deo, two service points and two kills. 12 kills, no ace blocks, three ace serves for Elm Creek. For SEM, Brianna James, an ace block, four kills, including the game winner. Alicia Pierce, four service points, one was an ace, three kills. Sydney Glatter, five service points, one was an ace. Rachel Ibaugh, one service point, one kill. Miranda Pierce, one service point, three ace blocks in that game. Shaylee Burr also had an ace block and five kills. 13 kills for SEM, an amazing five ace blocks and two ace serves. And the Mustangs are able to take game number one, 25-22. They jumped up 11-6, found themselves behind 17-14, then scored four in a row to take an 18-17 lead, and it was basically back and forth after that. SEM wins it 25-22, and we'll be back with set number two from the Buffalo Triangular in Elm Creek right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. resources for enriching
lives. SEM will serve it away to start game number two, and we are underway. The Mustangs on the return go left wing, driven home, Alicia Pierce. And SEM picks up where they left off in game number one with a kill here to start game two and a 1-0 lead. On the serve is Rachel Ibaugh, one of the seniors on this squad. Maybe even a little surprised how they were able to get the win here in game one. Can they keep it going? Middle attack, minor for Elm Creek. Pass back into the net. SEM dug it out, and an inadvertent whistle. We're going to have a replay. That's a tough one there for Elm Creek because it looked like they were going to pick up the point. I think maybe the official anticipated stepping across the center line, and it just didn't happen. So SEM will serve it away again, leading it 1-0 here in game two. And it is Rachel Ibaugh firing it down the sideline, and it stays there. Sutherland just popped it up in the air. Has to be set across by Ferguson. Mustangs go short middle, and it's driven across that time by James. Punched across onto the right wing to Dittmer. Overpass, and it'll be slapped over on the left wing by Alicia Pierce. Elm Creek goes middle. There's Miner on the attack. Dig made by Ibaugh. Set middle again. James rolls it into the back row. Dig made by Brown. Rally going here on the right side. The attack for Elm Creek is dug out beautifully by Ibaugh again and has to be passed across. Free ball here for Elm Creek, and they'll go middle. Miner against that double block, and she is blocked by James. Elm Creek is able to go to the back row and pass it across. SEM goes quick middle. Termination, Brianna James. Nice long rally. 2-0 SEM. Just can see the confidence continuing to grow here for SEM as they've won a couple of nice rallies here in the last few points. Outside attack this time. A follow-through into the net called on Elm Creek. It'll wipe out the kill from Deo. And it's 3-0 SEM. And I'm sure Coach McCarter was not expecting this here tonight. It seemed like when they rallied and got the lead back there in the first set that they were clicking again, but SEM would not say no. And there's a set that goes through the hands of Ibaugh. And the double hit called, so Elm Creek will be on the board here. First set went to SEM 25-22. They've jumped out to a 3-1 lead here in game two. And Hannah Robbins, the first to serve here for the Buffaloes in the second set. Clipped the net. It flies across. Dug out by Burr. Bump set to the middle. It's just tipped across by James. Stays in the front row of Elm Creek. Set to the outside. It's going to be Sutherland off the block. And a late whistle for four hits. Okay. It appeared that it was four hits, and Coach McCarter didn't like that one. She said that was a late whistle, but once again, it seemed to be the right call. 4-1 SEM. And they'll serve it away here with Alicia Pierce. Again, play at the net. Again, blocked by SEM. Pulled out by Elm Creek and returned, but an overpass free ball. Miner takes out some frustration on the volleyball and picks up her team high fifth kill. Once again, SEM had made a great dig, and Elm Creek was in trouble, but then the next pass was set right above the net. Miner said, thank you very much. She'll go back and serve it away. Dig made by Pierce. Left side, Burr takes it over for an SEM kill. Haven't been a lot of rallies, but when we do get one kind of a long rally, it goes into a majorly long rally. It's either a quick kill or we get about 10 times back and forth across the net. Another great serve by James, and that is going to be passed right above the net, and it will not get returned. They were running off the floor, running into the standard, trying to find the volleyball, and just couldn't get it back. And a service point for Brianna James will make it 6-2 SEM, and Elm Creek has called timeout, trying to shake off the rust here. First set goes to the Mustangs, 25-22, and they're up 6-2 in game two, and we're back after this on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Well, the coaches discuss what they need to discuss here, and can SEM keep it rolling, or will Elm Creek, coming out of that timeout, find a way to get things turned around. Another great strong serve by James, and it's an ace serve as it's passed back into the net. Brianna with the ace. That's the third ace of the evening for SEM. They now lead it 7-2 after taking the opening set. And still at that service line, Brianna James fires this one down the middle to Sutherland. Bump set to the outside, Brown, the leading attacker on the year, finally gets into the kill column tonight. That's the first kill for Shelby Brown. And Elm Creek will side out. And Mackenzie Dale will go back to serve it away. I know it's a long way from being over, but this would be by far SEM's biggest win of the season. And they are in good shape at the moment. Dale, beautiful cross-court serve into the back corner. Picked up by James. Has to be passed across. It's a free ball here for Elm Creek. Ferguson sets Sutherland. Sutherland finishes. Casey with her fourth kill. 7-4 SEM. Dale at the service line here for Elm Creek. Don't forget, we've got NFL football tonight. The Rams hosting the Niners on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Strong serve passed all the way up into the rafters, but it doesn't hit one. And SEM gets it cleanly back across. Brown on a quick return has the kill. Shelby Brown. Two now here of the last three for Elm Creek. Dale looking for three in a row for the service line here for the Buffaloes. And she'll fire it down the middle for an ace. Mishandled in the back row, 7-6. And now SEM just wants to make sure that they calm down here. They know Elm Creek's starting to make a run on them. But it's still very early in game two here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Sumner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And as SEM adjusted their defense on serve-receive, somebody slid out of rotation, and that will be a free point for Elm Creek. And it's 7-7, five in a row now for the Buffaloes to quickly tie things up again here in game number two. And still at that service line is Deo. Another great serve that stays in the back row for SEM. All they're going to be able to do is attempt to pass it across. Pierce does so. Buffaloes go into offensive motion. Overset right above the net. They tip it over, and it's quickly flicked back over by Dittmer of the Mustangs. Now Sutherland gets a look, but into the net it goes. Attack error, and point SEM. As always, a big thanks to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tomorrow night, football here on Classic Hit, Ravenna at Centura. Kearney Catholic will host Central City on ESPN 1460. And to split Sydney Glatter. Glatter into the net. And right back over to Elm Creek. Glatter had a really good run to help SEM get the lead in the first set. But nothing that time. And Sutherland now to serve it across for the Buffaloes. Casey into the back corner at Glatter from the 10-foot line. It's mishit. And a point for Elm Creek. And they'll take their first lead here in game number two at 9-8. So out of that timeout, things have turned around here. On Parents' Night, that'll happen before the last match tonight. And again, the pass off the mark. They're just trying to bump it across. They can't get it inbounds. And SEM is now down 10-8. And there's a wobble on the wheel. And SEM back defensively. Waiting for the serve. They've got three back. And Sutherland to serve it away. Moves it around. That one's at Glatter. Here's a nice pass set to the right side. The attack by Burr is easily down. Shayla with her match-high seventh kill right there. And a side out for SEM. First game went to SEM 25-22. Elm Creek leads 10-9 game two. And Burr to serve. And she sends that deep. Side out here for Elm Creek. Other football tomorrow, Southern Valley's at Blue Hill. You can hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Big football game for Elm Creek tomorrow. They've got Arapahoe. Best of luck to those teams in what will be a very tough D19 district. Elm Creek in the middle, Miner. Miner, great block up front that time by Pierce. Dug out and returned by the Buffaloes. Dumped across there by Ibaugh for the SEM point. Great exchange that time, and there was that block that was so prevalent. In game one, we finally see it again here in game two. And it gets the ball back on the SEM side for Miranda Pierce to serve it across. Passes off the mark. Elm Creek can only bump it over into the back row to Glatter. Ibaugh, right side. James, termination. Sixth kill for Brianna James, and we're tied again. 11-11, game two. And Miranda Pierce on the serve. Floats that one into the other corner to Brown. Set outside, here comes Miner through the block for the kill, Tori Miner. It looks like maybe she's the senior that they need to get involved a little more when they have her in the front row. Shelby Ferguson to serve here for Elm Creek. Goes into the far corner. Dig, eyeball to the outside. The attack driven across by Pierce, who's back into the front row. Now Robbins for Elm Creek, and Hannah gets the kill. That'll be her third. 13-11 Elm Creek. Trying to get a little space here in game two. And Shelby Ferguson with the serve. Again, goes cross court, but a nice pass for the quick set. Driven across by James, overpassed by Elm Creek with a free ball kill for Alicia Pierce, her fifth. SEM knows what to do when that ball floats over by just a foot or two. And their turn to serve it away. Here's Rachel Ibaugh. Rachel, that's a pretty deep serve, and that's out of bounds as well. So all of a sudden, SEM has run into some serving problems. That's their third error here in the last couple of rotations, or three or four rotations, as the case may be. Robbins on the serve for the Buffaloes. Down the middle it goes to Pierce. Set to the right side, but not much that they can do with it, so Pierce will set it across. Outside, Sutherland. Off the block, it comes across, and SEM got it back with Dittmer. Free ball here. If Elm Creek can go quick, they do. Driven across, Miner. Dug out by Pierce. Set left side. Near side kill. Alicia Pierce. There's Miranda with the dig. Alicia with the kill. And a great job of keeping that ball alive here for SEM. And back to serve it away will be Alicia Pierce, trying to tie it up here in game two. It's quickly tipped back over to him to the outside. Burr off the block. It goes out of bounds, and give the kill to Shaylee Burr. That'll be her eighth kill, 14-14. And now do they say it was not blocked? Okay, they've decided to overturn that and say that it went off the net and not off the block. So it'll be a point for Elm Creek. 15-13 and Miner to serve, but she serves it out, so it comes right back over to SEM anyway. And to serve it away will be Brianna James. SEM has both their timeouts left. Elm Creek has one. James, strong serve down the middle to Sutherland. Ferguson sets right side, driven across by Deo, but it's deep and out of bounds, and we're tied again at 15. Don't forget, Loomis is the third team in our triangular, and they'll play SEM next. And the serve. Right down the middle it goes. Sutherland is there. Ferguson sets to the outside. Brown around the double block for the kill. All three of her kills are in this set for Shelby Brown. And Dale will go back and serve it away here for Elm Creek. 16-15 Buffaloes. And the serve into the net. Tried to put a little too much juice on that one. Second service error of this game for Elm Creek, 16-16. And into serve now for the Mustangs will be Sydney Glatter. Glatter, strong serve again down the middle to Miner, but it stays right there. Ferguson had to run it down, and it's lofted across by Sutherland. Elm Creek waits on the defense as Burr drives it near side for another kill. SEM has not been afraid to come on the inside, not always going angle. And the eighth kill for Shaylee Burr. Sydney Glatter on the serve. Glatter moves this one over to the wing. Picked up there by Robbins. Middle attack, lofted over for Brown. And Brown will find the floor for her fourth kill. 17-17. SEM won the first set. So Elm Creek needs this one to force a third, or SEM will pull the mini upset. Casey Sutherland to serve for the Buffaloes. Goes back middle to Brianna James, sets to the outside. The attack bounced off the net and rolled across and down. Lucky break there for Miranda Pierce, getting her first kill, but SEM will take it. One of those that hit the net and deflected straight right away from the double block and somehow fell over. Now Berta serve it away. Picked up there by Sutherland. Elm Creek bump set to the outside. Robbins, her return is deep and out of bounds. 19-17, SEM. Couple of Elm Creek errors here. And Burr to serve. That hit the net and fell over for the ace. Ace serve. Shaylee Burr, her first, and time out Elm Creek. Their backs are now against the wall. 25-22 SEM in the opening set, and they lead 20-17 in game two here on Classic Hits.
You haven't experienced great food until you've made the short drive to Sumner to dine at Tubbs Pub. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch specials sure to fill you up and homemade nightly dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. So make this short drive and see why everyone says great things for miles around about Tubbs Pub in Sumner. It's the best home cooking you'll find, and you won't even have to help with the dishes. Get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Today's farm tractor is the workhorse for farmers and ranchers. That's why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starter, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhorse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville, a proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
Creek timeout. We're back to action. SEM tries to slide it right side, but the set is off the mark. In fact, they're going to call a double hit, and Elm Creek is going to get the point. Elm Creek needs to rally here to keep this match alive, and Shelby Brown to serve, trailing 20-18 in game two to SEM, and the Mustangs won the opener. Here's Ibaugh. Set goes to the wide side. One arm save in the back row that time by Sutherland. Picked up by Robbins, and Ferguson will pass it across to Glatter. Here again's the set to the left side, and driving it deep that time is going to be Alicia Pierce. Didn't quite get up as high as she had hoped there. At a point for the Buffaloes, they cut it to one. Again, remember, SEM has both their timeouts. Brown, deep serve into the right-hand corner, right at Burr. Good pass to Ibaugh, and left Pierce again. Drops this into the near corner, handled by Shelby Brown. Sets off the mark, and Miner has to set it across. Chance for the Mustangs. Middle attack is down. Miranda Pierce, just her second kill, but it's enough to give the ball back to SEM with a 21-19 lead. Still 4 points need to be garnered here, and it'll be Miranda Pierce to serve. Miranda, good serve, right inside that back line to Sutherland. Outside, Miner. Miner blocked up front, but dug out again off the block of Rachel Ibaugh. Then driven down by Robbins, and it hits the floor. Hannah Robbins with her fourth kill. Back and forth we go, trading jabs here deep into game number two. And it'll be Shelby Ferguson to serve. But before she does, Coach Adam Kuntz decides he's going to go with his first timeout. So timeout on the floor. SEM has won the opening set. They lead the second set 21-20. We'll be right back.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coverage of Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball. With the serve is Shelby Ferguson trying to tie it here at 21. Set outside Pierce. She's blocked, and the ace block, Tori Miner. Had some help up there from Deo, but it is the first ace block of the afternoon slash evening for Elm Creek, and we are tied at 21. Ferguson to serve for the lead. That one's across to Miranda Pierce. Set middle, the attack, got it down. James a little off balance, still found way to get it powered through the block of Tori Miner. And Brianna James with her seventh kill, so SEM does not relinquish the lead. Trying to close this out in two sets. 22-21 and on the serve, it's Rachel Ibaugh right down the middle to Robbins. Set middle, Miner. Miner's blocked up front that time by James. Dug out, attack, Dale blocked again. Picked up Elm Creek for a third time. This time it's off the block for the kill. Yeah, they definitely got a touch that time. Mackenzie Dale, her first kill of this game, third of the match. 22 apiece. And Hannah Robbins, who is usually the leadoff server depending on the coin flip, is going to fire it away here for the lead. Takes it right down the right side. Dug out Alicia Pierce. Stays in the middle of the floor. Looks like it'll have to be passed across, and it is safely into the back row. Here's the set to the outside. Sutherland drives it down, and Elm Creek has the lead. Fifth kill for Casey Sutherland, and timeout SCM. Elm Creek's been trying to battle back the whole way, and they have finally taken the lead. 23-22. Can SEM get it back? We'll find out after this break.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, the teams didn't take very long in the huddle, so we're ready to go. And again, Robin serves it across, pass off the mark. SEM does run it down and tap it across there with James. Elm Creek, 23-22, middle to Miner, but she's deep. They want a tip. They get a tip. It's off the tip. Tori Miner with her seventh kill. And now three in a row for Elm Creek has got them to game point at 24-22. Robbins to serve. SEM sends four back on serve receive. Floats it right in the middle to Miranda Pierce. Short set middle. James blocked by Miner. And that is the end of game number two. Tori Miner comes up big late with a couple of ace blocks and a kill. And Elm Creek scores the final 4 points to win it 25-22 and force a third and deciding game. Both sets won by the 25-22 score. And we'll come back and look at the numbers from set two right after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
A look of relief on the Elm Creek players' faces after they bounce back and rally to win game two. And let's tell you how they did it. We'll start with the SEM numbers. Brianna James, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Alicia Pierce had 3 kills. Sydney Glatter had a service point. Rachel Ibaugh, 3 service points and a kill. Miranda Pierce, a service point, 2 kills. And Shaylee Burr, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. 12 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves for Elm Creek. Tori Miner, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Shelby Ferguson had 2 service points. Casey Sutherland was able to pick up 2 service points and 2 kills. Hannah Robbins had 3 service points, 2 kills. Shelby Brown, a service point, 4 kills. And Mackenzie Deo, 4 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. 12 service point or 12 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. And Elm Creek wins it by a score of 25-22. And these teams are wasting no time. They want to get this third set underway, and so they will. And the first swing is going to be taken across by Pierce as the third set begins here for SEM, quickly returned by Elm Creek. And then it's tapped back over to the Buffaloes. They go Miner in the middle around the double block, and she'll get the kill. Elm Creek scores the first point for the first time in these three sets. And Hannah Evans continues her run from the service line. She has a team-high 8 points from that line and serves it across to Burr. Short set middle. They go to James, and James will go with a quick termination. 1-1. 8 kills for Brianna James, 8 kills for Shaylee Burr, 6 for Alicia Pierce for Elm Creek. I've got 7 for Miner, 5 for Sutherland, 4 for Robbins and Brown. And the serve is going to be right down the line, barely played there by Elm Creek, but it's a good thing they did. They'll get it returned over, and SEM sets Burr on the left side, but there's an error, a rare error from Shaylee Burr, and Elm Creek will regain possession here. in set number three at 2-1. Tori Miner to serve. She'll go right to the 10-foot line, pass close to the net. Ibaugh kept it out of the net, but Dittmer going down low to try and pass it across, hit the tape, and Elm Creek's up 3-1. Miner out of room behind that back row for SEM, and they're called out of rotation again. That's the second time that has happened here in this set or in this match. And Elm Creek will get a free one to go up 4-1. Miner with Elm Creek, that is their biggest lead. They've never led by more than three. They've led by three on a couple of occasions, including when they won set two, 25-22. Serve across to Pierce, outside Burr, attack error. And this is what Coach Coots was a little afraid of here. His team let game two slide away, and now they're quickly down 5-1 here in game number three. Elm Creek has the momentum, but SEM's made a couple of errors here. They really weren't making a lot of errors, but have here to start the third game. In the middle, the attack by Dittmer is going to miss the net, and it is 6-1 Elm Creek. And Miner trying to get out to a huge lead here for the Buffaloes. Served down the middle to Miranda Pierce, set right side. The attack driven across by James, passed all the way back over by the Buffaloes. Dittmer sets to the outside. Burr will set it at the back row to Miner. Elm Creek from the 10-foot line floats it across Sutherland. Diving dig puts two SEM players on the floor. Off balance, James will tip it across. Elm Creek tries to swat it back over, but SEM is back in system to the outside. Burr, and she'll find the middle of the floor for her ninth kill. Shaylee Burr, side out, SEM. And to serve it will be Brianna James. At 3 points from the service line in game number two. And the serve. And what are we waiting on? Looks like maybe a slick spot on the floor. So Coach Kuhn says, I'm going to go out and mop this up with somebody's warm-up instead of a towel. Grab. That's what coaches do. First thing they see, grab it, go. And ready to serve now is James. Brianna, solid right down the middle to Sutherland. Ferguson, back set to Brown. On the left wing, she'll drive it across. Picked up Pierce, outside Burr. Burr in the back middle, right there for it is Robbins. Set to the, it's overset. Nobody knew who wanted it. Punched across Brown. Can SEM do something with it? No, they set it wide. Good save by Burr, and ends up going to the floor. Shaylee Burr had to go to her left hand, her opposite hand there, just to get that ball back in play. And she was able to do it. So back across we go here for SEM, 6-3. And again, James to serve. Brianna floats it across, set to the right side, tipped off the net, back to Elm Creek. Short slide to Dale, got a good swing on it. Dug out back row that time by Rachel Ibaugh and passed across by Miranda Pierce. Elm Creek calls the play to the outside, Sutherland, but she's a lot of room, but deep and out of bounds. Point. SEM, three in a row, makes it 6-4. So we've seen that a lot, both teams. It doesn't matter who's behind. They seem to find a way to get back into it. And that's another strong serve driven down the middle to Sutherland. Middle attack by Dale. Nice dig by Ibaugh over by the scorer's table. Run down by Dittmer and passed across by Miranda Pierce. Picked up by Miner. Pass in the middle, Ferguson. Now Brown got a good look. She's blocked once. Tipped back over. One arm up that time by Alicia Pierce. The attack, Miranda Pierce, down and good. Great one-arm save by Alicia Pierce, and it turns the point in SEM's favor. 6-5. Four in a row here by the Mustangs. And the serve. Strong down the middle to Robbins. Overpass and then mishit. Out of bounds by SEM. The free ball was coming right back to Shaylee Byrne. She jumped too soon. It was already on the way down by the time it got to her, and that spelled trouble. 7-5, Elm Creek on the side out, and their serve will go into the net. So right back to SEM. Each set was 25-22. SEM won the opener, and Elm Creek came from 21-19 down to win the last one. And now it's 7-6, Elm Creek game three. And to serve it away is Sydney Glatter, but she also puts it in the net. So the teams exchange service errors, and back over it goes to the Buffaloes for Casey Sutherland. Elm Creek 8-5, SEM 5-7, and a serve that goes deep middle. Picked up by SEM, but it's setting above the net, and it's easily tapped down by Shelby Brown. First kill of the game, fifth of the match. And Elm Creek is back up by 3, 9-6. On the service line is still Sutherland. Casey serves it across. Back set right side. Burr looking for the kill. They're looking for a tip. It's going to be wide. It's going to be no tip. It's going to be Elm Creek point. 10-6. And the volleyball has to be tracked down. It is quickly, and Sutherland is ready to go from the right side of the service area. Elm Creek moving from left to right. SEM from right to left here in the third set. The serve stays in the back row as it was not handled cleanly. Has to be passed across at Miner. Set middle, Brown. Here comes the double block, and she's blocked. That time it's going to go to Burr. Shaylee Burr with her second ace block. She and Miranda Pierce have been very formidable. That's the main reason that SEM won the opening set. They had five ace blocks. Now Burr serves it across, overpass, dumped over by Ferguson. That's the only thing she could do. Going quickly, Miranda Pierce drives it off the block of Brown and gets the kill. Kill number four for Miranda. 10-8. Shaylee Burr tries to get it closer here for SEM. Over to Miner, set outside. Robbins got a good look, but then tried to cut it around the double block and the attack error as it goes into the net. Three in a row again for SEM. 10-9, the lead one for Elm Creek. And trying to tie it, Shaylee Burr floats that one deep and out of bounds. Service error makes it 11-9, Elm Creek. And it'll be Brown to serve here for Elm Creek. Third set, heading towards the middle stage. As they serve it over to Miranda Pierce, close to the net, so it had to be set across by Rachel Ibaugh. Middle attack, Miner, blocked up front again by Miranda Pierce. Tipped down and give the kill to SEM. I'm not sure if Alicia Pierce actually had to get a finger on it or not. I think she did. Otherwise, it was Miranda with the block, and they just didn't get it back across. No matter, it's SEM point, and now Miranda Pierce to serve. Takes it at Sutherland. Middle attack. Robbins got a good look and drives it down the right side for the kill. Kill number five for Hannah Robbins. 12-10 Elm Creek, third and final set. Loomis waiting patiently. They'll be taking on SEM in our next match, and then Elm Creek to wrap things up. As Elm Creek serves it across, then SEM with an attack error. Into the net, makes it 13-10. It's Shelby Ferguson on the serve. Neither team has burned a timeout here in the third set. And the serve across by Ferguson. Set right side on a mini slide and a follow through into the net on the block attempt by Elm Creek off the tip from Brianna James. And a point for SEM. Back into the front row, Casey Dittmer. And back to serve is the senior, Rachel Ibaugh. And Ibaugh mishit it. That was just a flat old mishit of the serve. She hit the side of the ball and not the middle, and it went directly left. So a break for Elm Creek, 14-11. Hannah Robbins now back to the service line for the Buffaloes. In this third and decisive set, Robbins takes off. Good swat on that one. Set middle. Here's James off the tape, down and good. Kill number nine for the junior, Brianna James. And SEM hanging around. At the service line as Alicia Pierce has not put a point on serve since the first game. This one is across to Robbins. Set middle. Here comes Deo. Was it tipped? It's out of bounds, but was it tipped? They say no. And SEM will get the point. And again, the serve of Alicia Pierce, and that one's deep. 15-13 Elm Creek. Don't forget at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and get you ready for our next match. Loomis and SEM. Serve across by Miner. And an attack error by SEM. And a timeout by SEM. So we're into the second part of the final set, and it is 16-13 in favor of Elm Creek. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And back out of the SEM timeout, rally going. Shaylee Burr on the attack, dug out and outside Sutherland. She's blocked and it stayed in. Give the block this time to Brianna James. She rolled a long way from James's right to left down that net, but it did finally get down in time. And a point here for the Mustangs. Pulls them within two, 16-14, and it will be James to serve. Sutherland overpass all the way back across the net. Set to the outside. Burr against that double block, and it's going to be stuffed by the freshman, Mackenzie Deo. Her first ace block, the third of the night for the Buffaloes. And it looks like we've got a substitution with Delaney Zastro to serve it away here for Elm Creek. Buffaloes 17, Mustang 14 on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Eddyville, and Odessa. And the serve by Zastro. Goes into the back corner to James. Set wide. Burr, all she can do is set it across right at Sutherland. They set it back to Casey. She tips it over and finds the open hole on that defense for SEM. Sutherland with her first kill of this game and sixth of the match. 18-14 Elm Creek. Zastro's serve just deep. And SEM will get it back. 18-15. Checking out Dittmer. In to serve and play back row, Sydney Glatter. SEM won the opener 25-22. Elm Creek rallied from 21-19 down to win the second game 25-22. And now they're up 18-15 here in the third set. Brown on the soft attack, dug out by Alicia Pierce, returned by Miranda. Miranda, oh, it got dug out by Elm Creek, plus they picked it out of their net, and now dumped down. Great job by the SEM setter, Rachel Ibaugh, to get the kill. Didn't get flustered. And quickly got it back after Elm Creek scrambled on the previous point. And to serve it away again, here is Sydney Glatter. Glatter over to Robbins. Here is the set by Ferguson. Into the middle, it's knocked across by Brown. Passed up into the rafters, but again, the Mustangs get it out. And then they pass it back out of bounds. Oh, tough break there for SEM. They got the tough part. They dug it out cleanly when it came down from the rafters. And then just trying to pass it across, mishit it. Casey Sutherland serves for the Buffaloes. Slaps that middle, passed up to Ibaugh, outside Miranda Pierce, over the double block for the kill. The fifth for Miranda. Back and forth between 2 and 3 points here. SEM will send Shaylee Burr to serve it. And Shaylee floats it to the left side to Brown. They set it to the outside. Robbins, she elevates, drives it across. The dig is made, but it's going to be returned close to the net, and SEM can't do anything with it. They thought maybe it would bounce in the net and they could dig it out, but it never even hit the tape. And it's 20-17 Elm Creek. Shelby Brown to serve. And across it comes. Ibaugh keeps it out of the net, had to take it across. Quick return, Robbins, but she dumped it into the net. And SEM will take advantage of the error. Seems like both teams have gotten a little tighter here in the last couple of points. You've seen just some basic passes off the mark. Miranda Pierce on the serve. Takes it at Sutherland to the outside. Miner blocked. Ace block by Brianna James. Up there with Rachel Ibaugh. But James gets her third ace block. And to serve it, Miranda Pierce. 20-19. A chance to tie it. Serves that one short middle. Sutherland picked it up. Ferguson ran it down, and it's punched across at Burr. Here's the slide. Right side, James unloads, but it's deep. Just deep. And a point for Elm Creek. That set wasn't all that high. They tried to go quick on the slide, And she just quite wasn't there in time. Shelby Ferguson for the Buffalo serve. Picked up Pierce. Set to the outside for Alicia. She lost it on the back line. I'm not sure she meant to do that with the high lob, but it worked and landed right on the tape. In the last couple of points, Coach Koontz has been talking to his girls almost during the middle of the point. Back to serve it away. Rachel Ibaugh, 21-20 Elm Creek. A chance for SEM to tie. Ferguson sets outside. Zastro stays in, and they can't get the ball back across. Yeah, I think they missed a rotation there, and quickly they're going to bring in the freshman, Mackenzie Deo, and we are tied at 21. Ibaugh on the serve. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. A competitive three-setter as Elm Creek gets it out to Deo. Her attack is deep and out of bounds, and Elm Creek will have to call their first timeout of the match. We're deep into the third and final set, and SEM has just taken a 22-21 lead over the Buffaloes. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Bauer and the folks here at Elm Creek for their hospitality. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. We are deep, deep, deep into game number three. It's SEM 22 and Elm Creek 21. At that service line still, Rachel Ibaugh. The Mustangs have scored three in a row. Rolls it across to Sutherland. Ferguson sets middle. Minor block picked up by Elm Creek. Quickly, it is taken across by Deo. Partial block, SEM on their side. We'll get it to Alicia Pierce, just lofts it across. Elm Creek's going to have a good look here. Right side, Deo blocked, dug out there by Brown, but not good enough. And another ace block from Brianna James. It is all about the block of SEM. 23-21, and Elm Creek's going to go ahead and use their second timeout right here, and that will be their final timeout. So Elm Creek did come back in game two when they were down 20-17. They were down 21-19, and they came back and won it 25-22. Now they have even less room to work with. It is 23-21 SEM. And Loomis is just sitting back hoping that they will get a tired SEM team in the next match, which probably won't get started till almost 7 o'clock here. Put us a little bit behind for the evening. But it's been very competitive here tonight at Elm Creek. Coach Brandy McCarter can only hope that her hometown girls can find a way to get this volleyball back. Rachel Ibaugh to serve, 23-21 in the third. Here we go. Takes it across to Sutherland. Pass outside, Deo. Over the double block, Burr in the back row makes the dig. To the middle, SEM can only set it across, and they do with James. In the front row, Elm Creek goes to Miner, finds the back corner, but it is wide and out of bounds. And the anticipation, a little too much adrenaline there. And it is match point for SEM on the serve of Rachel Ibaugh. Ibaugh serve into the middle to Brown. Set, middle, Miner. Taps it across and gets the kill. Great job by Tori Miner. They had brought up that big double block, and there was absolutely no one to her right. She jumped it down and good. So it's 24-22. And Coach Koontz says, I'm not even going to wait. I'm going to call my timeout right here. So that is the last timeout. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Hannah Rahmans awaits to serve here for Elm Creek, but it's still match point number two for SEM, 24-22. Robbins, multiple dribbles of that ball, and here we go. Needs the point into the net, and that is the match. A service error ends it, And SEM has pulled off the mini upset here over the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Every set ending by identical 25-22 scores. SEM winning the first and third. Elm Creek had to come back even to win the second. SEM improves to 6-7, and Elm Creek falls to 8-6 and sees their three-match winning streak come to an end with that three-set loss here to the Mustangs of SEM. They'll head to the locker room, and big win there for the Mustangs. And we'll tell you how they did it, give you the final stats on the Bisco Sports postgame show, which is coming up in a minute.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome to the Bisco Sports postgame show, keeping you geared up for the games for decades out of their storefront location in Ord. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. You'll always have your game on at Bisco's. The numbers from the third and final set. It was the one that had the most errors, and Elm Creek just really never got any kind of a rhythm going. SEM got that block midway through the third set going, and they were able to pick up the victory. Torrey Miner had 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Shelby Ferguson had a service point. Delaney Zastro, 1 service point. Casey Sutherland, 2 service points and 1 kill. Hannah Robbins had a service point and 2 kills. Shelby Brown, a kill. And Mackenzie Deo had an ace block, 5 kills. 1 ace block and 1 ace serve was all the Buffaloes could manage there in the third set. For SEM, Brianna James, 3 service points, 3 ace blocks, 2 kills. Alicia Pierce, a service point and 2 kills. Sydney Glatter had a service point. Rachel Iboff, 5 service points, 1 kill. Miranda Pierce had 1 service point, 3 kills. Shaylee Burr, 2 service points, an ace block, and 2 kills. 10 kills, 4 ace blocks, no ace serves, and SEM takes the third and final set, 25-22. We'll come back, give you the composite numbers after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Bisco Sports postgame show rolls on here with a look at the overall final numbers of this match. For Elm Creek, I had Torrey Miner with 5 service points. She had 2 ace blocks and led the team with 8 kills. Shelby Ferguson had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 1 kill. Delaney Zastro had 1 service point. Casey Sutherland, 5 service points, 6 kills. Hannah Robbins led the team in serving with 8 points. 2 of them were aces. She had 6 kills. Shelby Brown, 1 service point, 5 kills. Mackenzie Deo, 6 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and 3 kills. Elm Creek had 29 kills, 3 ace blocks, 6 ace serves. They fall to 8-6 on the season. They'll play next in about an hour against Loomis. And then after that, they have a tough one tomorrow night as part of a volleyball-football doubleheader. They will be taking on Arapahoe. Then coming up next week, a week from tonight, they will head to Elwood for a triangular with Elwood and Pleasanton. And they get another crack at SEM at the Overton double triangular, it looks like, coming up on the 8th. Gibbon is over there as well. For SEM, the junior Brianna James had a big match. She had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 4 ace blocks and 9 kills. Alicia Pierce, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, 8 kills. Sydney Glatter, 7 service points, 1 was an ace. Rachel Ibaugh, the team with 9 service points, she had 3 kills. Miranda Pierce had 3 service points, 3 ace blocks, 5 kills. And Shaylee Burr, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 2 ace blocks, and a team high, 10 kills. I had SEM for 35 kills, 9 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Mustangs improved to 6-7 with a 25-22, 22-25, 25-22 win over Elm Creek. They'll serve it up here in 20 minutes with Loomis. And then after tonight for SEM, they will be heading to the Bertrand Invitational on Saturday. Then they host Elwood in a duel coming up next week. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of athletes in schools throughout the state of Nebraska for decades and